Next up, Paul Stanulonis against, as Kevin McCrudden pointed out, physical or mental challenges that one overcomes to reach their goals. That's motivational and inspirational. So we're going to talk to Paul right after we take a quick break. You stay tuned. News Talk 104.7 WXLM. My own beliefs are Everyday People, right now, Paul Stanulonis, who is a good example of trying to obtain goals and staying with them. Good morning, Paul Stanulonis.
Good morning, Annie. Good morning. How are you doing in cold Connecticut?
Very well. Thanks for joining us. It's hard to believe that you're actually somewhere bright and sunny as I struggle to get in today through sleet and snow and big trucks rolling down over me at the Gold Star Memorial Bridge.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. You and your hard-working pappy.
Now, listen, Paul, you have been on the show before. You had talked about wanting to make some CDs. Did you ever complete that task?
Yes, in fact, I did. I had two CDs out on the market, and I had one master that was just about to be formed, just about to be put together and put on the market as well. But I figured that, I mean, it just wasn't my calling, quote-unquote, so I kind of put that under the rug. But I mean, as far as being a success, I find yes, I had been successful in the music field.
You accomplished your goals. You produced the CDs. Now, currently, you're working on a project called the Ladder Stabilizer. Tell me, what is it that made you think of the idea of trying to create this product?
Well, first of all, I mean, technically, You see on the on cartoons, you see on the America's Funniest Home Videos about these ladder accidents that the ladder falls back and everybody laughs their heads off and everything. But in fact, if you ever did suffer from one of these ladder accidents, if your ladder fell back into some high tension wires, you're fried, or if you fall back on a 20 or 15 or 10 foot ladder even, you'll be seriously injured. And what I just did, Annie, I put things together and I did some research on it, and I found out that 200,000 ladder accidents occur each year. When I heard that, and plus, I mean, not to take things out of context, but I myself have had two friends who have passed away from ladder falls. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, and when I just started reading this, and I figured even if 5% of these ladder accidents were seriously or critical or injuries or even fatalities, that's a total of 10,000 accidents, deaths, and serious injuries each year. So I just decided to actually design a ladder stabilizer with a civil engineer friend of mine.
Do you have a prototype in place, Paul?
Yes, I do, and I'm in the process of getting it getting backed by a reputable company. But I mean, I'm really just trying right now. But I mean, the prototype and everything cost me actually under $40 to make. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not counting the time and effort and everything, which would amount up to thousands and thousands. But and I figured if I get a mass produced, they'll be able to be made for under $10 a piece. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm just saying, Annie, I mean, and these ladder stabilizers will save, I mean, technically, it'll save thousands and thousands of lives.
Now, Paul, you had mentioned that you hope to have this product appear on some television show, Einstein Inventions or something?
Everyday Edison.
Everyday Edison, and that is right. Actually a show that takes people's inventions and puts them forth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like it's a show on PBS, and what they do, certain companies like, for example, Home Depot or whatever like that, they're looking for someone who will create a new paintbrush or a new painting device that will take care of certain or make painting easier. And I'm going to try to get on the bandwagon of with another large company. And I mean, me and my friend are going to put together a video and mail it into them along with, you know, your admission fee and everything.
Now, Paul, our time is brief together, unfortunately, but if someone had an interest in learning more about your ladder stabilizer, from whether the invention side or the finance side, how would they contact you?
Well, they could contact me, email me at Stanulonis, Stanulonis, at yahoo.com.
And what should they put in the subject line? Just ladder stabilizer?
Yeah, ladder stabilizer.
Now, quickly, what motivates and inspires you, Paul, to continue to pursue the goals that you set for yourself?
The research that I did and stuff like that, and like I mentioned before, I had two friends who passed away from ladder accidents.
Well, I mean, in general, because you've taken on many projects in your life to create music CDs, to produce or develop a ladder stabilizer. What motivates you to do these things?
First of all, it's what motivates me is to put up on the man upstairs. You know, I'm being guided by God. I mean, I don't want to sound like a holy roller, hey, man, you know. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, I'm not trying to make a quick buck and then just run off into the sunset and spend all my money. But I mean, what I'm trying to do, Annie, is get some. Everybody knows that you can make money out of the music field, and I mean, I would have never been a Garth Brooks or a Michael Jackson or a Bono. But I mean, it just didn't get my calling. But I mean, I'm hoping that and everything of this ladder stabilizer, it actually came to me. Here we go again, in a dream, you know.
Now you've had some difficult times in your life as a young man, and according to Kevin McCrudden, it's people oftentimes who have physical or mental challenges, or just challenges in life that they must overcome, that make them strong to decide to pursue a goal. So, would you say some of that has occurred in your life?
Oh, definitely. Everybody has occurrences that happens in their lives, some more than others.
Yes,
and some are just. There's a road you go down, and you can deviate either going down towards the road of goodness and love for your fellow man, or you can go down the other road and say money, you know?
Well, Paul, our time is short because we have to fit in Happy Cast, but I want to thank you for joining us here on Everyday People. I want to wish you a happy new year, continued success with your ladder stabilizer, and with pursuing your goals. We'll have you back on again, see how you're progressing.
I thank you so much, Ann Pan, and give Happy Cast a big hug for me.
Happy Cast, he always gives us something to think about. He's up next.
Because Happy Cast is A1.
There you go. Everyday People, your resource for living every day in a superstar way. Next up.